B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Fieldhouse here, Wilmington, Delaware, for a little blue coat afternoon action. We're at Beasley Media Group Station. Here's the deal. Everybody sit tight. We got Bring the Heat line, and then it, again, coming up at 1:30, in case you missed the J.J. Redick podcast with Jimmy Butler, we will play it again at 1:30. What do we got on Bring the Heat?
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Flyers.
All right. Simple enough.
Yeah, I think it was one of those, they hit a wall.
Yeah.
Two could play well, and they hit a wall.
36 shots. Played very well.
And again, it's hard to, they won 10 in a row.
Yeah, they weren't going to win out the season. They had 13 games left after yesterday. Yeah. 14, what are they
going to win? Are
they going to win 24 in a row?
Yeah, the only thing is, you want to keep make sure that you're playing, and I think they're, I don't think this is a hot-cold thing.
Right.
I think that they're a legitimate playoff
they're
team.
They're 7-3 every 10 games kind of team.
Exactly.
And they went on a 9-game winning streak.
Yep.
This is Dr. Fine with the Sixers. Just wanted to give a quick rundown on the players. Andrew Bynum will be out tonight with a heart issue. Jeff Rowland, a knee and a bad haircut. Richardson's questioning his questionability. And Embiid, we're checking his Twitter handle because there was apparent cramping. We're having trouble with Ben Simmons' shoulder because we're not sure which arm should wear the shooting sleeve. Final PSA, be sure to wash your pans because apparently the coronavirus outbreak has to do with dishwashing habits.
Thank you, Dr. Fine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6ers. I'm excited. The boys are back. Joel Embiid and Josh Richardson are back. And this should give us some punch going down the stretch. I would love to hear Ben back in the lineup soon, but right now we need these damn games. And I'm excited for the playoffs no matter what. It's time for the Sixers to pick up the pieces and get back on track. We need wins, and we need them now. Let's go, Sixers!
Yeah, I like it.
I like that call.
I love it. I love it. I like it, too.
You think they're going to run?
Excited.
I don't know.
I mean, honestly,
what
I don't know.
What is a run at this
point?
You're
not playing. You're playing poor teams, so they should. They have eminently winnable games.
Golden State was a poor team.
I know.
And, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, my God. But at least Joe's back.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's our Raider Jack over there. See that?
What's going on, man?
That's Raider Jack.
That's awesome.
All right. What's next?
I've been so excited waiting since Saturday for this game. Such a good anticipated matchup. And I just feel like, wow. And I hope that they can turn it around. Like, what if they lose a couple in a row now? Like, I don't even want to think like that. But, you know, like, we really need to win the next one badly. And just what a letdown, you know? Been waiting since Saturday for tonight. And no excitement at all, you know?
A letdown? I mean, the Bruins are the best team in hockey.
Yeah,
what are you going to let down?
Yeah, I mean, come on. For real?
You know.
You can't. You're not going to win every game. You're not winning every game. Was that on the air, Pat? You should have put it on the air.
Said fire the coach.
Fire the coach. Now, come on. Listen, can't be down.
I mean, you could be disappointed they lost yesterday, but you can't be like, oh, it was such a letdown.
What a bummer.
They won 9 straight.
Yeah, come on, brother.
And now that's the Negadelphian coming out of them.
What's next?
This is the coronavirus. Yeah, about the Sixers. I think they have enough problems. I'll just steer clear of them. All right, coronavirus out.
Wow, the coronavirus wants nothing to do with the Sixers. the coronavirus is afraid to catch the Sixers have. That's not cool.
Are we at the point where are we allowed to make coronavirus jokes?
Yes.
Okay. Like to make light of it.
In case you just missed it.
Oh yeah.
The World Health Organization officially declared the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic.
Global.
It is not good.
No.
So Shooters and I have gallows humor in the face of the end of the world. What's next?
Avoid gatherings of more than 5,000 people. Yeah, don't care. See you on the game on Saturday. Flyers, let's go.
Coronavirus ain't going to touch you.
That's my thing, like the whole 5,000 people thing.
This is going to happen. They're going to shut down these games to fans. My guess is within a week.
Wow.
Just reading the tea leaves, they're going to shut down the games.
No, they're going to do first 4,000 fans can stay in.
No, they will. No, I'm just walking inside. They're going to wind up shutting this thing down.
Oh, man.
And then it'll be, do they shut down for good? Like, do they shut, they suspend games for good?
Yeah, because as soon as one player comes in contact, you know, give a high five that's in the middle of the game.
That's my guess.
Oh, touching the basketball.
We're supposed to be down there all week next week.
Yep.
And we will, like the last caller. But I do think, because I think it's going to get pretty nasty in the next couple weeks.
Wow.
Not even one damn goal. Nobody even in there got to get excited. And now the baby's crying. See what you did, Flyers? You see what you did? See the chain reaction there?
Oh, the baby's crying.
The Flyers'
fault.
Oh,
my God, that noise. Oh, it used to be piercing. Little ant, little moss.
Which one was worse? I was apparently quiet. Like, apparently my sister cried all the time, and I didn't.
Really? Yeah, they were both pretty,
even.
Yeah, they were both pretty. Andy would have this tizzer thing. We would call it a tizzer.
Tizzer?
And he would go through this tizzer, and it was like, oh, my God.
Sounds you only heard in horror films.
And Masi would have a tizzer with me.
Oh, okay.
Because he was mama's,
Mama's boy?
Yeah. It's funny how that works. Oh, the devil?
The devil's back.
Oh, figures.
Me, the devil. Around 11:45 a.m. this morning, Jamie turned Anthony the OK guy, and I loved it about the Phillies.
That's a great call.
Wow. The devil, a.k.a. the OK guy, checks in and says that the bro turned me into the OK guy.
You got OK guy status.
When it came to the Phillies. I did a couple times feel the urge to say, okay. But how in the world could you be that naive over and over again? I mean, he actually fixed himself to say that Gabe Kapler was not a bad manager.
Yeah, I don't agree with
that. So let me ask you a question.
What do you got?
Does he belong on the Joe bandwagon? Because if he praised the game, you can't be all in on Joe. And I know this will kill him. But
no, but he's excited for
he's
Joe.
He's not a Joe guy.
But he's excited for
he's
Joe.
He's a Gaber. He was the leader of the game. The Gabe. The Gabe bandwagon.
Yeah.
The Gabe parade. But he was a big leader of the Gabe bandwagon.
He was.
Therefore,
but he likes Girardi.
I think he should be out on Joe.
Nah, he can't be. You can't kick him out of the Joe Girardi bandwagon.
Out.
You can't kick him out.
Yo, Mikey Arcangelo, forget about it. Hey, when I hear that Mook Devil's nefarious voice, look that up, you J-O. I'm going to choke on my Rajolan Gabadillos. So say that prayer to me, and that mook will end up like Carlo Rizzi. Or I'll send the Lane Vigneault at him. Bada bing.
That's awesome. Did you get half of that? I got every one of it.
I got bada bing at the end.
You didn't get the Carlo reference?
No.
Carlo? I knew it was you, Carlo.
Oh. Sure.
Did you get the Gaba deals?
No. I didn't. I just think he's funny. I like his voice. I'm a simple man. The voice alone gets me. I like Frank. He does a great job.
Oh, my God. I love you. You're such a
simpleton?
Yes. I love you.
That's what I am.
No.
I'm okay with it.
You're charming. It's right. You're the best. But I love you, man.
Thank you.
Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Hey, Anthony. What's happening?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. After hearing that podcast, man. That popped the air out of my balloon, man.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? It's funny because we always, like, this whole season, we saw, like, little bits and pieces of what Jimmy was talking about. Like, there's no leadership. Like, who's in charge? That was the most damning part. Like, who's in charge? We're like, well, and it's crazy because now all these young guys, that's all they know is Brett. And I was a Brett guy. You know, I wanted to see Brett finish this through. But after hearing that, man, I don't know. I don't even think it's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen, man. I just don't think it's going to happen. And it's so sad. It's so sad because I was really looking forward to this game tonight. It was like, all right, the Sixers is back. You know, okay, let's just get through the playoffs and see what's what. But I don't even have faith no more after hearing that. And that's crazy. I don't want to feel like that. But
I know.
Damn.
I know. You don't want to feel like that. You want to have some sort of faith.
And you know what? We're missing that type of guy. I mean, Jimmy's a cuckoo head. I love him. He's a great player.
Yeah, he's a cuckoo bird. I agree.
We're missing that leadership. We're missing that dog. You know what I mean? And we just don't have that.
Happen? Here's the bottom line for all this. For all the ills to be fixed.
Right.
It's Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Ben, because Ben has dog.
Right.
Ben's tough.
He's
got to unlock whatever it is, you know, just that little shot. He's got to unlock it.
Yeah.
And he's got to control it.
And
he's got to be the leader. He's got to control the offense. If they're ever going to win anything, he has to be that guy.
Yeah. And I believe that he can. You know, we saw it. We saw a glimpse
grown.
Of it.
He's grown.
But I don't think Brett is the guy to get it out of him. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. I just don't see. Damn, why they play that?
I know. It's a drag. I'm sorry, but, you know.
You know what? It's fine because I always wanted to know what happened, like, who didn't want who, you know, at the end of the year last year. And I knew it was going to come out eventually. But, you know, after hearing it, it's just so depleting.
There's more to that story, too.
I know it is.
Let me tell you. More to that story.
I know.
That's good stuff. I appreciate it, man. I know. Listen, here's what we can do. You go into the playoffs going, hey, you never know what happens. Have an open mind.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they get bounced. If they get bounced, then there's massive changes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna stay optimistic. I'm not gonna be one of those guys. But, oh man, I'm out. You know, I'm not gonna be one of them dudes. I'm still in. I'm just a little deflated right now. I'll get some air back in my balloon tonight. But you know, I'm gonna just keep an optimistic view on the playoffs. We're just gonna see what's what. And Brett faith will be determined at the end of the playoffs. I'm gonna just keep it at that.
Exactly. I'm with you, man. Thanks, Aaron. I think that's the appropriate fan response, which is, all right, let's just let it all play out.
Yeah, because I keep going back to it. They're going to make the playoffs.
Right. And they're built to play the way they play the game, their skill sets at least. And again, everything will work itself out.
But it all revolves around Ben.
Well, I'm talking about for the whole thing.
Right.
No matter who the coach is.
Right. Okay.
I think you look at it, they'll figure out what to do with Horford, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they have to move him for another bad contract, like kind of another player who's in a bad spot like Horford is.
Right.
Where you match that, they could always do something like that. Or they figure that piece of it out. But the coach is the coach. That's going to work itself out. For them to truly win, Ben's got to carry them. Like, Ben's got to be, because you need the leader. Joe could still be a dominant force and the best big man in the game.
When he wants to.
Right. Like, he could still play that role. But Simmons has to be the leader on the floor. Like, he's got to be the point guard. This is my team.
Yep.
That's how he has to be.
He's got to go leap forward. Not a little step. He's got to take a leap forward.
You got to be LeBron light.
And we saw it in flashes this year, but flashes isn't enough. But you're also seeing how much they're missing him right now.
Yes.
And he hasn't taken that leap forward yet, and they're already missing him mightily.
Yes. Let's go to Tasty Cake down. Tasty Cake.
Hey, Andrew.
What's up, Crippets?
Well, as I'm listening to that thing, I was getting pretty aggravated. Because, first of all, he crazed. Buckets, shut up. You're not a Sixer anymore. Shut up. Number two, Ant, who had more, he craved structure? Who had more structure than Tibbs? And he didn't like it there either. Right?
Well, he did like Tibbs. Remember, he was like, that was his boy, Tibbs. He didn't like Minnesota because of Wiggins and Towns. And then they had the owner. He got no beef with the owner.
Yeah, I didn't like. In other words, that's really. Listen, guys like me call you every day. And I want to see both. You started the show today. What do you want to see? The last games, right? I want to see all season bully ball. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I think this team can win, but they do not play. The style that they play is not. Does not enhance their talent. They should never lose rebounding. Yeah. They should win the rebounding matchup every night, right?
And they should go to the line way more than they do.
They should spend 20 minutes a game, they should have the other team in the penalty, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
With Embiid, you know. So there's things that I thought they were going to win 60 games this year. But playing, I haven't seen this, and you say it all the time, but they never played the style that I thought would get them to 60 games.
I agree. I have not seen the, have you chewed this?
No.
I agree. I have not seen the bully ball thing at all.
Since Boston.
Yeah.
Game one.
April, Ant, I'm coming. When you guys have your next gathering, I'm coming, and I'm coming with a gift basket for Andrew, and in that gift basket is going to be Philly Tasty Cake, so he can get rid of the Laker chip, because I don't like that. And secondly, my Aunt Flossie's Brajol.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome, man.
You got to give me the Aunt Flossie's Brajol.
Do you put the hard-boiled egg?
Nah, I don't do that. I hate the egg.
Yeah, she goes spinach, provolone, breadcrumbs, and sliced the hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, I don't do the hard-boiled egg. I can't do the
egg.
Sounds
amazing.
Yeah, the kids like.
We hate the egg.
I hate the egg. I don't do the egg on anything. Yeah, you got to put it in the meatballs, so like I have to cook with. But as a hard boiled thing, I'm out. I won't go near it. I skeeve. Wow. In fact, I skeeve. Like if I see it, like I hate. Put it this way, I don't even like Easter. All right, because they make the hard boiled eggs for Easter, and I skeeve.
They make
it.
The hard boiled eggs for Easter.
Yeah, and I skeeve it.
So, and God bless everybody. I'm seeing things out on my route, Ant. I ain't never seen before with this coronavirus.
Wait, tell the people about your Walmart stop.
Yeah, I go there. I have to go past the toilet paper aisle and make a right to get to where my cake is. And I sent you a picture, Ant. There is not one piece of toilet paper in that.
Wow.
In that, like a 40-foot aisle.
Yeah, it was a gaping aisle in a Walmart. What's the Walmart was it?
The one in Williamstown.
In Williamstown, without
the aunt, my buddy Van.
Wow.
Yesterday, my buddy Van said a guy offered him a 20 for when the toilet paper comes in to put five packs away for him.
Wow.
This guy's making payoffs to hide toilet paper.
That's awesome. Here's a few dollars. I need a couple rolls. Oh, my God. This is what we get to look forward to over the next couple weeks.
They're running out of water, Ant. They're running out of bottled water.
At some point, you're just going to be home. I mean, you know, it's not the apocalypse.
Right.
Right? Yeah, you're locked in your house. I mean, you're going to be home, but, you know.
There's things you got to have. The world. Right. How much TP can you use?
I know.
I know how much toilet paper is in that aisle when it's full. I mean,
I know, it's
there
crazy.
Ain't that many people in Williamstown. People are buying.
That's hysterical.
Wow.
By the way, the egg. My father says the egg in the brajol is Sicilian style.
Yep, we're Sicilian. We're 100% Sicilian.
You're Sicily, yeah.
And tell your dad that fresh tasty cakes are on the way to him.
All right. I will do.
I got to hook him up. That's my man.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, he likes you more than me. That's good.
Nah, get the
I love you, Tommy. Take care, buddy.
He's got lifetime pass to Club Cuz, though.
Nah, he's out. I love you, Tasty Cake. You're the man. See you, buddy.
That's crazy. I went to my local Acme yesterday.
What happened?
No cleaning supplies. All gone. All the wipes.
Yeah, all the wipes. I know. I know the wipes are the people.
Everything's gone. No hand sanitizer.
I know, it's crazy. It's insane.
It's crazy. I actually got hand sanitizer from my local pet store the other day because I donated to the SPCA.
Yes.
And they give you, they're like, literally, this is the only hand sanitizer left in the area. So if you donate, we'll give you some hand sanitizer.
Wow.
And I don't use it, but she
That's
does
incredible.
At work.
That's
she
incredible.
Connects it to her bag, and she uses it all the time.
They That's sell it at Wawa when you check out.
You found some? Well, I wasn't
at
Wawa.
Yeah, it's a Wawa in Belmont.
I wasn't at Wawa.
Oh, really?
No, but it's not that hard to find.
But I don't, I'm not at Wawa every day like you. I don't
People
get
are the, acting like the, you can't find it anywhere.
You go get Orange Mountain Dew every day.
Oh, I do. It's my brand.
Yeah, no. You doing sponsor reads for it yet?
Not yet.
Soon.
All right, let's take a quick TO. We'll come back and... Here's what we got coming up. You'll hear it in case you missed it. One more time, Jimmy, on with JJ.
The Rat and the Fraud.
As
That's the podcast.
It's the Scoundrel Podcast. The Scoundrels get together. Let's talk about Parks Casino, shall we? Oh, look at all the games today, Tunis. Look at this. All kinds of basketball action. In fact, at the top of the hour, you got Pitt, NC State. 3 o'clock, Utah, Oregon State. You got Washington, Arizona. That's actually a good game.
Fultz going to be there?
Tonight, all kinds of basketball conference. And, of course, you got a little Sixer basketball tonight. So it's a good – we begin, the conference tournaments in earnest. It's all here. Big E starts tonight. So it's madness. With the virus and with hoops. Mm-hmm. So make sure you spend your hoops madness with Parks Casino. Street Road Bend Salem. The official 4-for-4 casino. We'll have some picks later on, the whole thing. Don't forget Parks Casino, Street Road Bend Salem. Download the app. You can't get there. The sportsbook's outrageous. Great spot to watch all the games next week. That Thursday, we're going to be there. It's going to be incredible. Check it all out. Parks Casino, Street Road in Bend Salem. If you can't get there, use my promo code CUZRADIO, CUZ Radio. And in fact, you download the app, you use the promo code CUZRADIO, you get up to a free $500 bet. That's a free insight credit up to $500 when you use CUZRADIO. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, thanks to all who contributed to the Bring the Heat line. Don't forget, Bring the Heat brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. If your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, couple things that we want you to list. Stay tuned because in case you missed it earlier, I know a lot of people are asking for it. The Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick podcast, special guest Jimmy Butler, now known as the Scoundrel podcast.
Yes.
Take a listen.
We talked about this with Zach in Chicago. We talked with a couple guys about like how different teams have different dynamics in terms of like how social everybody is. Do you think it like makes a difference? Like a team, is the team getting along or hanging out on the road? Like, can you have a good team if you don't do any of that, or does it sort of not matter?
I don't think so. I really don't. Like, I think that you can get along with each other on the court and make it work, but sooner or later, like, if you don't like the individual, it'll start to trickle its way on the court. If you don't like to be around them, because you're around them, like, so often that if you're not vibing with off the court a little bit, like, if you just, I mean, I got to avoid it, but I'm going to just handle my business on the court, it don't work like that. It don't, because now in the back of your head, it's like, I really don't with this dude, but he's my teammate. Like, I think everybody got to be on the right page, or you just got to be honest about it. Like, if you honest about it, be like, yo, look, I don't f*** with you, but I'm coming to win, which a lot of people not going to say and do. I think that's okay. But people not just going to come and be like, yo, look, we're here to win. I don't f*** with you, but let's win this championship. No, I don't work like that.
You've been in both locker rooms, right? You've experienced both sides of that.
Yeah.
Have you ever told someone I don't f*** with you? Maybe not in those words.
I'm trying to think. No. Because look.
Sometimes I wish that guys would just say that to each other.
I agree.
Think that's,
it's not that I don't fuck with you. You may not fuck with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you
that's
won't say it.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a
you
good point.
You won't say it.
That's a good point.
Are they just scared to say it to you?
Probably so. But not too many people are like real ones, quote unquote, or that's going to tell you exactly how it is. I would like to think that I am like that. Like I'm going to tell you when you're on some I'm going to tell you when I think that you could do better, yada, yada, yada. And I think people don't like that, but a lot of people aren't like that. Like, they're not going to tell you like that.
Was last year difficult for you?
Yeah.
Not just getting traded, but the whole the summer preseason.
Yes. Yeah. Hell yeah, it was difficult. Man, it was so different. And on any given day, me as a person, as a player, I didn't know who the fuck was in charge. I think that was my biggest thing. I didn't know what the fuck to expect whenever I would go into the gym, whenever I go into the plane, whenever I go into the game. I was like, man, I think I was as lost as a net.
Meaning there was just a lot of voices.
Yeah.
And a lot of input from a lot of different places.
And just so much going on any given day. I was like, yep. I guess I'm just here to work. I didn't even know who to talk to.
At what point did you like realize that? At what point did,
and that meeting in the office and I told you that. I told you that. I was like, I cannot believe.
Wait, when Brett brought Brett brings me, you,
Joe and Ben.
This is pre-Tobias trade.
Yeah.
Was this before or after obviously I'll tell my side of the story about what happened in Portland with you in the meeting.
Yeah,
that got reported. This is before or after that. I don't remember. It was before.
It was before.
Before we went on that West Coast trade then. Yeah, okay.
It was before. And we're all sitting in there and nothing got accomplished at all. So I was like, and I told you this as we walked out. JJ, why would I ever go back in there again? Nothing's getting accomplished. Nobody's saying nothing to anybody. And we just sitting here watching film, and you can literally hear the thing just clicking. And we all just looking around. But you got to think. Now, I'm just like, what? I may have been 2-3 weeks there tops.
Yeah, it was the first month.
Yeah, easily. So, you know what? I'm sitting back and I'm watching. I ain't saying nothing because don't nobody know me like that. When I first got to Philly, what did you think of me?
I didn't know. If you
go by what you read, yeah. what do you think of me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting back, right. I'm relaxed. I'm like, these think I'm like, oh, anyways, let me be quiet. So I'm sitting back. I'm hearing the click, click, looking around, click, click. All right, guys, let's go practice. Why did we just go through this? That's literally what's going on in my head. So I come to you. I said, JJ, why would I go back in there again? We didn't do nothing. Nothing got accomplished. So now we fast forward to however many weeks is over there, and we're in Portland. And then that happens during the film session because, once again, wasn't nobody saying nothing. So who was the individual that decided to finally say something?
Here's the f***ed up part. You did one thing wrong.
What did I do?
Nothing you said about the team was wrong. I thought your interaction with Brett that day was like a normal interaction. I don't know why it got reported the way it did. Yeah, because you were coming off whatever happened in Chicago, whatever happened in Minnesota. Yeah, I get it. But nothing was weird. But so he's like, basically he's like, there's some tweaks to the offense. I think some other guys on the team feel the same way. And who did he throw under the bus?
I didn't throw him under the bus.
You threw the nicest guy. I threw TJ McConnell under the bus.
I did not throw him under the bus. I did not say his name.
Jimmy goes, TJ wants more pick and
roll. I did not say that. This is what I did. Okay. I did not say TJ. He said, who else feels the type of way about it? Now, keep in mind, everybody comes to talk to me because they know I'm not afraid to be that. So, obviously, I talked to him. Brett asked a great question. Who else feels the type of way about something? All I did, I didn't hear nothing behind me. I just knew somebody was going to speak up because I had talked about five people. Crickets. So, I turned around, and the first person I just happened to lock eyes with was TJ. So, Monty goes, yo, no, for real, now's the time. TJ was like, well, you know, I was like, TJ, man, if you don't say what you got to say. And I love TJ. I talk to TJ all the time. But I just felt like it's okay to speak your mind. Ain't nothing wrong with it. The worst thing that Brett could have said was, fuck you, no. And then you just go back to just being quiet. But at least you get to say what you got to say.
You know how I feel about Brett. Yeah. I love Brett and all that. I know your relationship wasn't the same, but
sure was not.
Towards the end of the year, though, as we did sort of tweak how the offense was run, especially in the playoffs, mm-hmm. where you were playing on the ball more. Did that relationship evolve at all, or was it strictly a professional relationship?
I would say it was professional, but to this day, I don't think that was fair. To switch over like that. Even though I think we played great basketball like that, I don't think it was fair because the entire year, Ben had the ball. The entire year, yeah. Ben had the ball.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that in one playoff series, you just switch it up like that? I would be like he was. I would feel a type of way. I would think that it's f***ed up to play one way the entire year and then be like, you know what? Boom, this is how we're going to do it. And I used to tell Brad, I was like, Brad, I think we should mix in me handling the ball a little bit. No, we do A to B. We do this. Cool. But I would be pissed. And I mean, I'm not going to complain about it, but I don't think that was the best way of doing it, in my opinion.
When that Kawhi shot went in,
yeah.
What was going through your head?
What was going through my head? A lot. A lot was going through my head, man, and I already knew how I believe it would have worked out if that shot wouldn't have went in and we go into overtime and we win. So the shot goes in, we go back to the locker room. I'm in awe a little bit. And then after like everything settles down, the first thing that comes to my mind legit is, will I be back here? Will I have an opportunity to do this again with these guys? And to tell you the truth, I had a feeling that it would be a no. I had a feeling that it would be a no. But I would say that's the first thing that ran through my head was, yo, are we actually going to be able to run this back? And if I'm being honest, I was like, nah, it's not going to happen.
That was my first thought too.
Yeah.
Was like, well, not my first thought. There's a disappointment. There's tears. No, there's the hug your teammates. Yeah. But then like, it's like the realization, like, dude, I might not get this close again. Right. You think that? I knew I wasn't coming back when I had my exit meeting with Elton, and he didn't say that to me. Like, we don't want you back. I just knew like I was only going to go back there if they had no other options. Mm. Basically. That was the vibe I got in that meeting. So I kind of knew. When did you know?
I knew I wasn't going back. Now, before I say this sentence, do you think I'm like just that hard to work with? Am I hard to work with?
Is this the phone call after free agency? Is this from the phone call? Is this what you're talking about?
No. This is before the phone call.
I don't think you're hard to work
right?
with.
Yeah. No, I'm not hard to work with. So I ain't throwing nobody under the bus since you think that I seem to throw people under the bus. Somebody told me a main reason that I didn't go back was because somebody asked, can you control him? Like, can you control Jimmy? If you can control Jimmy, we would think about having him back. I was like, you don't got to worry about it. Can't nobody control me. For one, I ain't just out there doing no but the fact that you're trying to control a grown man, nah, I'm cool. Because I don't do nothing that's just drastically stupidly crazy. I do not do that. So don't sit here and come at me with the, oh, we got to try to control him. Nah, you good. Don't even worry about it. And that was my witch caller. You ain't got to worry about me coming. I'm not. If that's what y'all worried about, I think, man, good luck to y'all.
All right. There it was, the J.J. Redick podcast. Jimmy Butler's his guest. Update on Ben Simmons. Guys, looks like the statement from the Sixers is he continues to progress in his rehab, receiving daily treatment, gradually increasing the activities of the strength and conditioning program. He's going to be reevaluated in 3 weeks. 3 weeks, which puts you at the end of the month.
He's done for the season.
Reevaluated in 3 weeks. He's going to be available to the media, so he's going to speak tonight at 6:45. So Ben Presker at 6:45 tonight.
So must listen.
There's an update. It is. And by the way, San Francisco has just banned gatherings at over 1,000 people. So that includes games and events.
It's bad.
So San Francisco, where Sixers just were,
yeah,
Saturday night, that game would have been canceled or banned. No fans there.
That's crazy.
So there it is. More of as the coronavirus rages on. We'll come back. Still another segment to hang with you guys before we go over to Mikey Miss, top of the hour.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, just another injury update. I'm told that Joel Embiid will definitely play tonight. So that's great.
Good.
So, got to be good to see Joe play tonight against the Pistons. So Embiid is back.
Taking the over?
Sixers and Pistons.
I don't know what the number is, but do you go over no matter what? Points-wise? You go over no matter what, right?
I got to think he has a big monster.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. So I go over no matter what, whatever the number is.
I think you're right on. So I know there's been a little confusion, maybe would he play, would he not play, because Joe didn't say yet, but I'm told that he will play tonight.
Good.
So that's good. We'll get Embiid back. Don't forget. What are we doing? Oh, what's
our final poll numbers?
What are our poll results tonight?
All right. At 9:75 middays, will you be able to enjoy the rest of the Sixers regular season, knowing that they're going to make the playoffs, but not knowing the status of Ben Simmons? We got the update. 3 weeks will be reevaluated.
And he's going to talk tonight.
And he's going to talk tonight. The options, sure, let's go Sixers, 36% of the vote. Just waiting for the end, 32% of the vote. Not really paying attention, 17%. And no, I'm still going to get angry, 15%.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Polls, the poll that they're always brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating and Air Conditioning. You can keep your wife comfortable in any season. Cairns can, with up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinECairns.com today. Save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. All right, Tunis. With lots and lots of drama going on, we got good basketball to take us away, right? We'll have Sixers back in action, which is great. But the news about San Francisco, today was a day where we didn't talk a ton about the situation with the coronavirus. Yesterday we spent a lot talking about it. Today we did not. And the news hits that San Francisco banning all gatherings of over 1,000 people. That means crazy. No games.
And not coronavirus related, but my man Justin just showed me. Sir Anthony Dominguez has a setback in his elbow. So there you go.
Normally, the fight between Bro and I would have taken off today, if not for the JJ podcast.
Yes.
Over the Phillies. Don't forget Mikey Miss. He's back. He's like a bead. He's back today, feeling better. Handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. As always, everybody, thank you for listening. Be careful, right? Watch yourself. Please, please be careful. And thank you. Stay tuned for Mikey Miss and Tyrone and Nat coming up next, and we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.